Welcome to the Neurosonics Personal Enhancement Series. This particular tape is called the Life Supercharger. It is designed to assist you in enhancing the parts of your life that can be a thrill and aren't yet, and to make those that are exciting and dynamic even more so, because we want you to fill your life with excitement, with success, and with a kind of ferocious direction that allows you to get ahead in every sense of the word. We want you to find new pathways to excitement. We want you to find chances and never miss one of them. We want you to open doorways that perhaps were a little hard to open in the past. We want them to swing wide. So, now, it's time once again to sit back with your headphones on. Let us be the guide that takes you to new dimensions of supercharging your life in all kinds of different and new ways. And let you step through what it is that you perhaps do not know yet. You will learn new things. So just close your eyes and go inside your mind and think, really think of a time and a place where you've had a client or a business opportunity. Oh, and maybe what you did was to hesitate. Maybe what you did was to wait. Maybe you were in the middle of indecision. Maybe you looked across the room at a stranger, had a chance to meet someone new. Maybe you had a chance to make a sale. Maybe there's a phone that was sitting there and you didn't pick it up. And if you had, maybe there was a chance to negotiate, but you're not that kind of person yet. You know you can be so much more if you have the tools and the resources to be able to align all the parts of you. Because when you were young, you learned to have voices in your head. And some of them have said, wait, what will people think? She won't like me. You can't be pushy. It's not polite. You don't deserve it. Maybe it was just a picture in your mind of things going the wrong way. Now, all these things you learned to do, whether you saw things not working out, whether you just got so tied in knots you just felt that fear in the pit of your stomach. Now, maybe you've stepped beyond a lot of that, and I hope you have throughout all these tapes. And even if you're not that kind of person at all, you know if you could align your hopes, your dreams, and look down that plan you made for 5 years and see only the ways to make steps to go where you want to go, then you'd become so much more. see if your unconscious resources were aligned, every voice in your head, and every picture in your mind, and every single feeling that you have were lined up in just the right way, then you would be sleek, smooth, and with total resolve. You wouldn't get caught in the average trap. So step by step, we want you to find the ways to set yourself free of operating in any other way other than aligning those resources, other than having every feline, every neuron, and every enzyme and every cell of your body move all in the same direction. Now, think of the worst case scenario for you, the toughest client, the toughest times you have stepping up and having your full resources. Listen inside. What does it sound like? Where does the voice come? Or is there more than one? Is there parents' voices saying this and that? Is there pictures of what might happen that should not happen because it would scare you? Is there pictures of what could go wrong and, oh my God, what would think? And when you look at it, do you see things that could go wrong? If you're looking for what could go wrong, then I know you'll be making it so. Listen, there, where in your head is it? It's everywhere. Pictures, feelings, right, left, all over the place. My God, how can with so much noise can you pay attention to moving congruently? Things from there and sounds and pictures and voices and feelings mixed up in all kind of different ways. Jesus, how is it possible for anybody to be able to do exactly what it is that they want? If it's building up in this way, you don't stand a chance, not any chance. You don't need a chance. You need to make some changes that will stay with you. Ones where you reach out and grab control of all kinds of things, unless you want to live like this and have it get worse and worse and louder until it reaches the point where the only thing that you know how to say is simply, oh my God, I want it to be different. So very different. I want to do it in another way. How'd you like to try my way? My way is when I walk into a situation, whether it's an audience or a client, whether I look across a room and see someone I want to meet, whether it's in a sales situation, don't matter what it is. To me, it's something simple. I put simply subtle music in my head because I begin by dressing up my attitude. Now I want you to try it my way. I want you to take the worst case client that you can imagine, and I want you to look at them, and I want you to push that picture off in your mind. Put them down in the end of a ravine. See them small, mountains on either side leading up to where you are. Look down where they sit there, unsure of themselves. Realize they've got all those voices in their head. They learn to be insecure. They learn to be afraid. And they learn not to be able to do any more than you can. Even though it might not appear that way at first, when you look down at them, put right in front of you a 40-foot puma, big and black, bristling and pawing the ground, looking down that ravine at that little miniature client of yours. Your worst-case scenario might look awfully small. It might look like food. And I want you and your mind to slip inside that puma. Feel the sleek movements of that cat. And look out of his eyes. Paw the ground gently and watch the climb tremble. Watch that worst case scenario. Look up and see the fear in his eyes. Now, on either side of that ravine, I want you to see the lightning rolling up towards you. And coming from your hands, going up the top of those ravines and striking the ground on either side of that climb. And watch the ground rumble as the thunder roars. And watch them shake. Now, step up in this attitude. Let it drain down your legs and your arms. Feel the hair. Look out at that climb hungrily and say, what am I gonna do? Anything I want to. Then I want you to hear that on either side, going up that ravine, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people cheering you on, yelling, go for it. Go for it. Go for it now. Now I want you next to just stay to yourself inside your head with a chorus of voices as you look down at this client now. Say, you're mine. And when you do, make pictures that tell you just how that's gonna happen. See all the ways that, whether it's a business deal or a personal thing, things can go so right. As you look for what works in life, darn it, you're gonna find it time and time again. All you need to do is use your mind. Now, I'll ask you simply and subtly as you try it my way, as you move with focus, as you have the attitude of a big cat, doesn't it feel so different? Feel it now. And you'll realize, I want you to step up and hear this in your mind and do it one more time. Just step up, look at your worst client in the situation you'd really meet him. Visualize. Step inside that cat and hear what it takes. Say, you're mine now, and I'm gonna have my way with you. I'm gonna make things work for both of us in ways you'll never know or suspect. Because, and fill in your name and say, I'm super. Fill it in and know you are. Feel your body vibrate with power. Success, like it ought to. Now, I want you to pick somebody you know you've had a hard time meeting and do the same thing once again. Put them down that ravine, prepare yourself, do it quicker and quicker. Step in your mind. Then, you will step right up to them and take control now. Hear yourself vibrate with power and know you have the strength to have your way. All parts are aligning. Feel good. Done it now. It's a lot simpler than arguing with yourself, and it is your brain. Is it not now? Let's try something a little harder now. Take somebody in your personal life you haven't been telling the things you ought to that you know would make both of you a lot more happier. Do the same thing, and then step right up. And as you prepare and your mind, go on. Now do it on your own. hear your voice vibrate and resonate down that ravine. That's right. Feel the power growing inside you. It's always been there waiting. Feel the hair on your arms and the nape of your neck stand up. Take a breath and know you can do the things you want to do. You can enjoy it. Now, let's go one step further. How about walking up to a group of people? Prepare in your mind. Dress up your attitude. Do it. Feel joy spread as you find power. Puma power. Now, this is the kind of thing that makes life more dynamic, and I want you to know you can play this music in your head anytime you need to drown out voices and feel the power. Now, take the worst case you could possibly think of, a boss, client, anybody. Put them down that ravine and step in your Puma. And step up and do it. Do it. Strength. Do it with power. Hear thunder. See the lightning. Hear the voices yelling. Go for it now. That's right. Build inside you a permanent way to make changes that will stay with you for the rest of your life. Now, if you found this different enough that you know that playing music in your head that lights you up makes more sense than hesitating, then perhaps you'll find that it'd be worth going deep, deep inside, all the way to the back of your mind, and dressing up your attitude. Gee, most people I know, they go out and whether it's to make a sale or out on a date, they'll dress up themselves. But in the meanwhile, they don't stop and dress up their attitude. They don't prepare themselves fully like I want you to now. So now it's time to just drift. Drift and drift. Fly on the wings of your unconscious processing. The miracle of the mind. The fact that it learns, really learns, every day of your life. When you were young, so very young, hesitate, to wait, to have fears, and to have an identity. Well, they say things like the only constant is change, but we're not talking about saying it now. We're talking about relaxation. Talking about comfort, and we're talking about learning to align yourself with growing sense of comfort. Take a real slow, deep breath and really, honestly, you relax. so many new things. You learned about changing beliefs. You learned about building resolve. You learned about deep reflection and making new ideas. Now you also made a plan, and in that plan, in the back of your mind, it's time to plan how to relax so totally and deeply and completely. Dressing up your attitude is so very important. Next thing I'd like you to give to yourself is something that most of the wealthiest, most successful people have. Stop now. Remember the smell of fresh money, the scent of brand new bills. Add to it a wisp of the smell of passion and lust. And think of any challenge that you've failed to just totally go for. Let that smell wasp right up and take the images in your mind of all past unsuccessful experiences and let them fade away. And look at that insurmountable challenge now and take a deep breath. Smell new money. Smell lust. Feel the thrill. Now, with a very sleek set of ever-changing beliefs, I want you to know the next time you need to put a little fanfare in your head, you'll find that smell starts to grow and challenge feels like a thrill. So you step up in your mind. Step up and think of where you need this. Go and find a place and a time. And when you do, remember it this way. Breathe in. Step in the puma. Look at that challenge and say, ha, 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 there's cash everywhere. There's opportunities to learn, opportunities to acquire new personal power. Do it. Look at how it'll be different. Okay, now, prepare yourself. Maiden voyage on your own. That's right. Smell it, feel it, do it, and have it for the rest of your life. It can be that easy, and you can be that strong now. You only need a little more. So, what could we add? As you once more just take another slow, deep breath. Float down with a little curiosity. 'Cause each time and each day you have so many opportunities to dress up your attitude, to wash away just drift. Down. Now. More. Twice. Day how to take the time to learn something new about to learn to enjoy each and every moment.
Take it all.
the way. Now, go back in. See that client that looks so tough. They don't look so tough no more. See those situations that look so hard. They don't look so hard no more. Now feel deep, deep inside you. There is a power starting to grow, starting to charge up your soul, your success, your personal life, your business life, your attitude. Now stop and think about the situations that used to be hard. Look out into the future and see just what you're going to be able, really able to build up. Bigger pictures, brighter futures, and anything that would get in your way is just gonna fade, melt away. Look at it going right now. Smell that success. Make a beeline for it. No, you can't not go for it, because you're going to be able to see it growing bigger and feel the compulsion, the thrill of challenge. The smell of success. Look forward and know it's going to get in your way. Who would stand in the way? I don't think so. Now you know it's time to move in a new direction in life, to be personally enhanced into realizing if you use your brain for change and you design your destiny, move with tenacious resolve. Plan for wealth, see the future, build new beliefs, and keep doing it, keep making it more. What else? Make it more and more. Let your imagination run wild with ferocious designs. Thing that might get in your way, you always have the dream machine. New ideas, new learnings, and a passionate desire to carry them out. And then all you need to do is to be able to move into supercharging yourself up. That's right. Light it up. Start at your toes and your fingertips. Feel that lightning. Step into that puma and look at those challenges. Know that nothing can stand in the way of personal power. Let it grow inside of you. Better beliefs, better timing, better direction, better decisions. All these things add up to personal enhancement of the most orchestrated kind. The kind that will build and grow. The kind that will provide you with choices that will lead you to ferocious decisions and ferocious living. The kind you'll enjoy for the rest of your life. With amplified and growing passion and the power of the dream machine. With a plan for wealth that grows every single day. You can take tenacious resolve and the ability to control your brain to new heights of growing and wondrous passion. And when you do, you will learn more about each and every one of these things every day, every single day, and every single night. This must mean that it's your brain and it's in your body, and you can make it feel and do and see and hear anything that propels you in the direction in life that you want to lead. And that's what personal enhancement is all about. Nothing more, nothing less, and a lot more, and a lot less by your own choice and your own direction, leading you to states of ecstasy you never knew were possible, and doing it now. This is Richard Bandler, Denver Clay. Wishing you a lot more. We say bye for now, friends.